Chamishi. Ki agoyim o'ele, because these nations, asher ato yorish oisam, that you are taking possession of them, el ma'oinanim vel koismim yishma'u, they listen to the ma'oinanim and to the koismim, ve'ato, however, you, loichein nosim l'cho Hashem alikecho, Hashem did not give you the ma'oinanim and the koismim to listen to, but rather, if you want to know the future, Hashem has given you the nevi'im, and also the urim v'tumim, that will tell you the future. Navi mikirbecho me'achecho kamoini yokim l'cho Hashem alikecho. Hashem will establish for you a Navi from among you, from your brothers, just like me. Just like I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am a Navi mikirbecho me'achecho from among you, among your brothers, so too will Hashem establish future Navi'im that will be mikirbecho me'achecho from among you, from your brothers. Moshe could not have been saying, kamoini like me, which means that future Navi'im will be as great as me. Because the Pasuk already says that there never will be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Kamoini like me, it's going back on the words, Mikir Becho Me'achecho. Just like I am Mikir Becho Me'achecho from among you, from your brothers, so too will the future Nevi'im be Mikir Becho Me'achecho. Elov Tishma'un, and the Pasuk says that you should listen to these Nevi'im. Kechoy Lasher Sha'alta Me'im Hashem Lekecha Bechoyrev, just like you asked from Hashem at Har Sinai, B'yom HaKohol, on the day of the gathering, Lamor saying, La'oisif l'shmoyes kol Hashem alekoi, I cannot continue to hear the voice of Hashem my God. V'eso eish ha'gedoy l'hazois lo'y era'oid, I cannot continue to see this great fire. V'lo'y almost, in order that I shall not die. If I will continue hearing the voice of Hashem and continue seeing this great fire, I surely will die. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appoint a Navi, an intermediary, that will be the go-between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, Heitivu asher diberu, they have done well with what they said. Navi okim lohem mikerev acheihem kamoicho, I will establish for them a Navi just like you are mikerev acheihem, so too the future Nevi'im will be from the midst of their brothers, just like you. V'nosati devarei befiv, and I will place my words in his mouth. V'diber aleihem, and he will speak to them, Eis kol asher atzavenu, everything that I will command him. V'hoyo ho'ish asher lo yishma el devarei asher yidaber b'shmi, and it will be the person that will not listen to my words that the Navi will speak in my name. If a person will not listen to what the Navi says, anochi edroish me'imai, I will seek a punishment from him. He will die with misa bidei shamayim. So according to the simple reading of the Pasuk is telling us that somebody who does not listen to the words of the Navi will die a misa bidei shamayim. And Rashi tells us that included in this Pasuk are two other instances that somebody will be mechuyev misa bidei shamayim. One case is where the Navi does not listen to his own Nevuah, and we darshan this from the words Lo Yishma, which can also be read Lo Yishoma. The Navi will not listen to what he himself is saying, then he too will be Mechoyev Miso Bidei Shemayim. And we also learn a third instance of Miso Bidei Shemayim, where the Navi does not relate and tell over the Nevuah to other people. He keeps it to himself. There too he is Mechoyev Miso Bidei Shemayim, and again we learn it out from the word Lo Yishma, which can be also read Lo Yashmia. The Navi was not Mashmia to other people. He did not cause other people to hear his Nevuah, but rather he holds it to himself. Such a Navi will be Mechuyev Miso Bidei Shomayim. Ach, HaNavi Asher Yozid L'daber Daver B'Shmi. But the Navi that willfully will speak something in my name, Eish Asher Lo Tzivisiv L'daber, what I have not commanded him to say. If the Navi will say a Nevuah in the name of Hashem, and he made up the whole story, Hashem never appeared to him and never told him to say this. And also included in this pasuk is a situation where the Navi says that he received a certain nevuah. Hashem told him to tell Klal Yisrael such and such a thing. And the truth was that Hashem appeared to a different Navi and told this nevuah to a different Navi. And this Navi is repeating somebody else's nevuah. And this is learned from the pasuk, Eis asher lo tzivisiv ledaber, he will say something that I did not command him to say. I commanded another Navi. I did not command it to him. And also a Navi that will say something over in the name of other gods. Even if he says something that is true, he says something that is Asur, that is really Asur, or something that is Mutter, that is really Mutter. However, he did not say it in the name of Hashem, but rather in the name of an Avodah Zarah. Umeis HaNavi Ahu, and this Navi will die with Misas Chenek. In any one of these three instances, the Misa will be a Misa Bidei Adam of Chenek. Whether a Navi makes up a Nevuah in the name of Hashem, or a Navi that will say a Nevuah that he heard from somebody else and say it as if Hashem told it directly to him, or a Navi who says a Nevuah in the name of other gods. All three instances, there is a Chiv of Misa Bidei Adam with Misa Schenek. And we have learned earlier that there are three instances where the Misa is Bidei Shemayim. Someone who does not listen to the words of the Navi, a Navi who does not listen to his own words of Nevuah, and a Navi who suppresses his Nevuah and does not relate his Nevuah to other people, but rather keeps the Nevuah to himself. All those cases are Misa Bidei Shemayim. And the pasuk continues, V'chisoyma bilvavecho, when you will say in your hearts, Eicha neida es hadavar ashalei dibra Hashem. How will we know when the Navi is saying something false, something that Hashem really did not tell him? And Rashi tells us that the word v'chisoymar in this pasuk does not mean maybe you will say, but rather v'chisoymar, when you will say, because this is something that you definitely will say in the future. And Rashi is referring to the time when Hananiah ben Azor will say a nevuah that will contradict Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu will be screaming of the imminent destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that will be coming very soon. And Hananiah ben Azor was saying that no, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash will not come. The people who have gone to Golos up to now will return very quickly, and there will be no destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So what will be the answer when you say this in your heart? How do we know who is saying the truth? And that the pasuk says, Asher yedaber ha-Navi b'shem Hashem, v'lo yiyeh ha-dover v'lo yavoy. If what the Navi says in the name of Hashem will not happen and will not come, he will predict something in the future, and this future event will not take place. Hu ha-dover asher lo dibra Hashem. This is something that Hashem did not tell him, and this is a false Navi. And Rashi asks that this is a very good indication to know if the Navi is true or not, if he says that something will happen in the future. So we wait until the future, and we will see if his words will come true or not. But how will we know if the Navi is true or a false Navi in a situation where he does not say something in the future, but rather says that we should do something or not to do something? How do we know if he is speaking in the name of Hashem? On that Rashi says that we learned already in Parshas Re'eh that if the Navi says that you should do something against the word of the Torah, then you know that he is speaking on his own and he is not speaking the word of Hashem. Bizodoin dibroi hanavi, with willfulness, the Navi has spoken something that Hashem did not say, lo sogor mimenu. And we learned in Rashi, in Parshas Devarim, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yudzayin, on the Pasuk, lo soguru mipnei ish, Rashi tells us two explanations in the word lo soguru. Either it means you should not hold back, or it means you should not be afraid. Rashi over here also explains this word with these two explanations. Lo sogor mimenu, you should not hold yourself back in arguing in favor of his guilt, and also it means you should not be afraid. Lo sogor mimenu, you should not be afraid that you might be punished because you caused this Navi to be killed. He is a Navi Sheker, and you shall not be afraid of your punishment. Zokt Rashi Posuk Yudalet. The Goyim listened to the Ma'oninim and the Koismim. Loiche nosan lecho HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmoya el Ma'oninim el Koismim. However, Hashem did not allow you to listen to the Ma'oninim and the Koismim. Shaharei hishna shechina ala Nevi'im ve'urim retumim. Hashem has given you other ways to see the future, through the Nevi'im and through the Urim ve'tumim. The Urim ve'tumim was the name of Hashem that was placed in the fold of the Choshen, and through this name of Hashem, the letters of the Choshen would light up and tell Klal Yisrael what to do. Zok Rashi mikirbecha, from among you, me'achecha, from your brothers, komoini, just like me. And Rashi is bothered that we cannot say that komoini, just like me, means that there will be another Navi just like Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says that there will never be another Navi like Moshe, but rather komoini, just like me, means kemoshe ani mikirbecha me'achecha, just like I am from among you, from your brothers, yokim lecho tachti. Hashem will establish another Navi in my stead in the future that will also be mikirbecha me'achecha. V'chein mi Navi le'Navi, and so too from one Navi to the next Navi, it will always be mikirbecha me'achecha, a Navi that is from among you, from your brothers. And it is in this way that this Navi is komoini, like me. Zok Rashi asher lo tzivisiv ledaber, the Navi will say a nevuah that I did not command him to say. So the simple meaning of the pasuk is that he makes up a nevuah, and he says a nevuah that I never commanded him. But also included in this is asher lo tzivisiv ledaber, I did not command the nevuah to him. Avot tzivisi l'chaveroi, I commanded this nevuah to his friend. He repeats somebody else's nevuah as if this nevuah was said to him. and also a Navi that will speak in the name of other gods, afilu kivin es halacha, even if he says the halacha correctly, lesser es ha'iser, he prohibits that which is prohibited, ulahatir es ha'mutter, and he permits that which is permitted, still this is aser, umeis bechenek, and he will die with the misa of chenek, strangulation. Zakrashi gimel misasam b'dei adam, there are three situations, three cases, involving a nevuah that the misa is misa b'dei adam, a misa of chenek. Hamisna b'mash loy shama, if somebody says a nevuah that he never heard, he makes up a nevuah. Umash loy nemar loy v'nemar lichaveroi, or he says a nevuah that was not said to him, but rather it was said to his friend. V'hamisna b'shem avodas elilim, or somebody who says a nevuah in the name of an avodah zarah. All these three cases, the misa is misas chenek b'dei adam by bezdin. Aval ha-koyvesh es nevuasoi, however, a case where somebody suppresses his nevuah and does not relate his nevuah to Klal Yisrael, the ha-oiver al-divrei navi, and somebody who does not listen to the words of the navi, the ha-oiver al-divrei atzmoi, and a navi who does not listen to his own nevuah, misasoin b'dei shomayim, their misa is b'dei shomayim, shenemar, like the pasuk says earlier, in Pasuk Yutes, Anochi Edroish Me'imoi, I will seek from him a Misa, he will die with a Misa B'dei Shomai. Zok Rashi V'chisoyme B'lvovecho, when you will say in your heart, how will I know if the Navi is saying the truth? And Rashi says the word V'chi over here does not mean maybe, but rather it means when you will say, because this definitely will be your question in the future. Asidim Atem Loimar, in the future you definitely will ask such a question. Kishiyove Hananya Ben Azor, when Hananya, the son of Azor, will come, umisnabe, and he will say a nevuah, hine klei beis Hashem mushavim mibavel, ato mehero, behold, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash will return very soon from Bavel. The kelim that went into Bavel a few years ago will be coming back. V'yirmiyahu oimid v'tzavach, however, Yirmiyahu was standing and screaming just the opposite, that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Al ha'amudim, concerning the pillars, va'al hayom, and concerning the yam, the sea, which is the large kiyar that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'al yeser ha'kelim, and concerning the rest of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, she'loi galu im Yechonya, which were not carried into Golos with Yechonya, when Yechonya went into Golos a few years earlier. Yirmiyahu says, bovelo yuvo'u im Golos Tzidkiyahu. The rest of these kelim will be brought into Golos a few years later, when Tzidkiyahu will go into Golos. So the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and whatever was not taken yet will be taken into Golos in the future. So you will ask, who shall we listen to? Should we listen to Hananya ben Azor, or shall we listen to Yirmiyahu? On that Hashem answers, Asher Yidaber HaNovi, what the Novi will say, V'yoymar dover ze osid lovi aleichem, and he will say something will happen in the future, V'tiru shelo yavoi, and you will see that it will not happen, Hu ha-dover ha-shalei dibro Hashem, this is the thing that Hashem did not speak. V'haroi goysoi, and you shall kill such a Navi. V'im toimar, and if you will ask, Zu b'misnabe al ho-asidois, this is very fine concerning somebody who says a nevuah in the future, so you will know if he is a true Navi, if what he predicts comes true. However, haroi shebo v'omar asu kach v'kach, if somebody says you should do this and this. Umi pi ha-kodesh baruch ani oimer, I am saying this in the name of Hashem. How do we know that he is really saying this in the name of Hashem? Kvar nitzdavu, they have already been commanded in Parshas Re'eh, she'im bo lahadichacho me'achas mikol ha-mitzvois, that if the Navi is trying to cause you to go astray from one of the mitzvois, lo'y sishma lo'y, you shall not listen to this Navi. Ela imkein mumcho hulach, unless you are sure about him, shehu tzadik gomor, that he is a tzadik gomor, kigoin Eliyahu bar ha-karmel, just like Eliyahu, by Mount Carmel, Shehikriv Babomo, who was Makriv Oilois on a Bomo, Bishas Isser Habomois, at the time when it was Osir to be Makriv on a Bomo. And the reason why he did that was Kidei Ligdor Es Yisrael, to restrain Klal Yisrael from Avodah Zarah. Hakoy Lefi Tzorech Hashoah, everything was according to the necessity of the hour, the Siyog HaPirtza, and in order to create a fence for the breach. So if the Navi tells you to be over the word of Hashem, you know he is a false Navi. Unless you know for sure he is a tzaddik gomer, like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, then even if he tells you to be over the word of Hashem, he can still be a correct and true Navi, because he is just doing something out of the necessity of the time. Lekach Nemar, that's why the Pasuk says earlier in Pasuk Tesvov, Elov Tishmo'un, you shall listen to the Navi, and sometimes listen to him even if he is going against the word of Hashem. Zok Rashi loy sogor mimenu, and Rashi says the word loy sogor has two meanings. One meaning is you should not refrain yourself. Leisimna at mecha milalamed olav chayva. Do not refrain yourself from arguing in favor of his guilt. And also it means you shall not be afraid. Leisira, you should not be afraid. Leonesh olav, that you will be punished because of him. Do not be afraid that if you kill him, you will be punished, because you are not killing a true Navi, but rather you are killing a Navi Sheker. And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Ari Miklat. In Parshas Maaseh, this halacha was already stated, and in Parshas Vaeschanon, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem Aleph and on, the Pasuk has already told us that Moshe Rabbeinu designated three Ari Miklat in the land of Sichon Va'oig, in the land east of the Yarden. Here the general mitzvah is repeated, and certain new elements are added. And the Pasuk says, Ki Yachris Hashem Alekecha Es Agoyim, when Hashem will cut down the nations, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Lecho Es Artom, that Hashem your God is giving you their lands, Virishtom, and you will take possession of them, Vyoshafta Ve'oreim Uvevatehem, and you will settle in their cities and in their houses. The din of Ari Miklot does not go into effect immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael, but rather only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, only after Klal Yisrael will take possession of the land and settle in the land. Only then will the laws of Ari Miklot go into effect. Shalosh Arim Tavdilach, three cities shall you separate for yourself in Eretz Yisrael. B'seich Artzecho Asher Hashem Alekecho Noisin Lecho L'Rishta, in the midst of your land that Hashem your God is giving you to take possession of. Tochin Lecho HaDerech, you shall prepare the way for yourself, which means you should prepare the way for the Reitzeach by placing signs saying Miklot on the crossroads, directing the Reitzeach to which direction the Ore Miklot is. Vishilashto es gevul artzecho, and you shall divide three times the borders of your land, asher yanchilcho Hashem alekecho, which Hashem your God has caused you to inherit. The three cities were allocated by distance from the north-south borders and from one another. The distances were equal from the border to the first city, from the first to the second, from the second to the third, and also from the third to the other border. This way, the Ari Miklat will be easily accessible to all. V'hoya, and these Ari Miklat will be Lanu Shama Kol Roitzeach, for every murderer, for every killer to run there. V'zeh Devar HaRoitzeach, and this is the matter of the killer, Asher Yonu Shama V'choy, who will run there and live. Asher Yakes Re'eu B'vlidas, one who kills his friend without knowing. V'hu Lai Sonelai Mitmol Shilshon, he did not hate this friend yesterday or the day before. He did it B'shoigeh. Va'asher yovoi esreyeu vayar, and a person who comes with his friend into the forest, lachtoiv eitzim, to chop wood. V'nidche yodoi, and he swings his hand, vagarzen, with an axe, lichroi so eitz, to cut the wood. V'noshal habarzel, and the axe head, the iron axe head, shoots off minho eitz from the wooden handle. U'motzo esreyehu, and the axe head finds his friend, v'meis, and it kills him. This person will run to one of these cities and he will live. According to this pshat, it is the iron axe head that kills the other person. However, there is another man de Omar in Mesech Demakis who holds that if the iron axe head is the thing that kills, then this person would not be considered a shoigeg, but rather a mazid, because the person should have checked more carefully to make sure that the iron axe head is secured tightly onto the wooden handle. And since he did not, he is not considered a shoigeg, but rather a mazid. This pasuk that is talking about a shoigeg is referring to another case, where the person was chopping wood, and through chopping the wood, a piece of wood that is being chopped becomes dislodged and shoots through the air and kills the other person. It is the chopped piece of wood that kills, and not the iron axe head. And the pasuk continues that the reason why we must have signs on the roads directing the Reitzeach to the Ari Miklat, and also we must make the Ari Miklat very easily accessible to all, is because pen yirdoiv goyal hadam acharei haritzeach, lest the goyal hadam run after the murderer. The goyal hadam is the redeemer of the blood of the victim, the relative of the victim that wants to take revenge. Ki yecham levavoi, he will run after the Reitzeach because his heart has heated up. Vihisigoi, and he will reach the Reitzeach. Ki yirba haderech, because the way is too far to get to the Ari Miklat. So therefore the Goyal Hadam will catch up to the Reitzeach. V'hikohu nofesh, and he will kill the Reitzeach. V'loy ein mishpat moves, and the truth is that this Reitzeach is not mechoyev misa. Ki loy soinei hu loy mitmol shilshoim, he did not hate the person that he killed, yesterday or the day before. He did it b'shoigeg. Al kein anochi mitzavecha leimar. Therefore, I am commanding you, saying, Shalosh orim tavdilach, you shall separate three cities, cities that will be easily accessible to all. This way, the Reitzeach will have a place to run, and the Goel Hadam will not catch up with the Reitzeach. V'im yarchiv Hashem alekecha es gevulcha, and when Hashem your God will broaden your borders, kasher nishba la'avisecha, like he swore to your fathers, which means like he swore to Avram by the Bris Ben Abisorim, where Hashem made a shvuah that la'asid lavoi in the future, Klal Yisrael will inherit the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which are the lands of Edoim, Amoin, and Moab. V'nosan lecho es kol ha'oret, and Hashem will give to you all the land, Asher Diber Loseis La'avisecha, which means Asher Diber La'avisecha, that he spoke to your fathers, Loseis, to give to you. And when will this be? Ki Sishmar, when you will observe, es kol ha'mitzvah hazois, all these mitzvahs la'asoisa, to do them, Asher Anochi mitzavecha hayoim, that I am commanding you today, La'avos Hashem alaykecha, to love Hashem your God, v'loleches bidrochov, and to go in his ways, kol hayomim, for all days. La'asid lavoi, Hashem will give you these lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. V'yosafta lecha oid shalosh arim, and then you will add another three cities of Ari Miklot, al ha'shalosh o'ela, on the three that you already have, for a total of nine. Three be'evar ha'yardain, three in Eretz Yisrael, and three in the lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, that you will receive la'asid lavoi. And the Mefarshim discuss, why would it be necessary to have Ari Miklot in the time of Mashiach, especially to add another three Ari Miklot, when as the Navi tells us, it will be a time, ki mala ha'oretz deyo es Hashem, that the land will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. It will be a time of great spirituality, as the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim tells us, that people will not be interested in their livelihoods and in money, but rather in gaining knowledge of Hashem. So why would an Ari Miklot be necessary for murderers? Even one who kills b'shoigeg only killed because life was not valued enough by him, and he therefore was not careful enough not to kill even unintentionally. Would we need cities to protect such people in the time of Mashiach, when everyone will be on such a high madrega? The Maskal Adavin answers that in the time of Mashiach, Gerim will attach themselves to Klal Yisrael, and they will not reach such a high madrega. The Ari Miklot will be necessary for these Gerim. The Bali Musar offer another teretz, and they answer this question with an analogy from another apparently strange practice, the selection of laning for Mincha on Yom Kippur. One would assume that at Mincha on Yom Kippur, a person would be at his spiritual height of the entire year. He's been through Maariv and Shacharis and Musaf. He did not eat nor drink a whole day. He hasn't experienced any physical pleasures of this world the entire day. We take out the Sefer Torah, and what do we read to people who are almost like Malachim? The Parsha of Arayas. One should not commit incest. One should not commit adultery. This is what the Tzibur needs to hear on Yom Kippur at Mincha? The answer is that they wanted to instruct the Tzibur to realize that even on Yom Kippur at Mincha, one cannot assume he is like a Malach. Even then he must recognize that he is human. Don't think just because one has attained this level of closeness to Hashem that you are locked into it. It's a constant battle, and it has to go on, and one has to constantly work at it. And if one does not constantly work at it, eventually he will fall to his taivis. And this is what people must hear on Yom Kippur at Mincha. Your status as a malach can turn around in one day if you don't watch yourself. This is also why we make three additional Ari Miklot in the days of Mashiach, even at a time when our aspiration will be to seek out knowledge of Hashem and do kindness. We must remember that we are only human beings. We need a painful reminder of this fact. That reminder is the three additional Ari Miklot. Even in the best of circumstances, without constant work, one is not far removed from becoming a murderer or one who commits adultery. The cities are to be set aside to symbolically serve as a reminder to always keep ourselves in check, that we may truly experience a world which is filled with knowledge of Hashem, Kamayim layom mechasim, like the waters fill the ocean. And the pasuk continues, V'lo yishofech dam noki bekerav artzecha asher Hashem elokecha noisin lecha nachalo, and innocent blood shall not be spilled in the midst of your land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance, v'hoyo olecha domim, and it will be upon you blood. If you do not set up Ari Miklot, then the Goyel Hadam will kill the Reitzeach, and innocent blood will be spilled because the Ratzeach only killed b'shogeg, and he is not mechuyev misa, and this will be considered upon you as blood because you did not set up the Ori Miklat to protect the Ratzeach. There is an interesting question posed by the Radvaz. What is the halacha if a king kills b'shogeg? Does he also have to run to the Ori Miklat? The Radvaz says he does not, and he bases his opinion on the ruling of the Rambam in Hilchas Roitzeach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, that if a teacher is required to run to the Ori Miklat, his yeshiva must come with him so that he may continue to teach them. Similarly, based on the idea that the entire power of a king comes from the people over whom he rules over, if a king would be obligated to run to an Ori Miklat, the entire nation would also be required to relocate and follow him there. And since this would be logistically impossible, it must be that the king would be exempt from running to the Ori Miklat. The Meshech Chochma says that although this law of Ori Miklat was applicable during the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, with the one who killed b'shogeg required to live in the Machane Leviyah, the camp of the Leviim, an accidental killing never actually occurred during this entire period. And he brings a raya from the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chof, Pasuk Chof Tes, where the Torah relates that when Aharon died, every member of Klal Yisrael cried and mourned over his death, Kol Beis Yisrael. And Rashi explains that this was due to his tremendous efforts to make peace between quarreling parties. The Meshech Chochma notes that had there been even a single accidental murderer during this time period, this person would not have cried over the death of Aharon the Kohen Gadol, but rather he would have rejoiced at the event which enabled him to go free from the Ori Miklat, since one who kills b'shogeg only remains in the Ori Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol, so this person would have rejoiced when Aharon died. So since the Pasuk says, Kol Beis Yisrael, that everyone mourned Aharon's death, it must be that there weren't any unintentional murderers who were set free. So it's a raya that nobody killed b'shogeg during the 40 years in the Midbar. However, in Sefer Matame Yaakov, he questions this proof, because it is entirely possible that there was an accidental killer who was placed into Gullus in the Machane Leviyah, but who died prior to the death of Aharon, which occurred during the last year of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. Therefore, the fact that at the time of Aharon's death, every living Jew mourned his passing, does not prove that there were no accidental killings during the earlier years in the Midbar. Zakrashi Pasuk Gimel, Tachin Lecho HaDerech, you shall prepare for yourself the way. Zakrashi Miklat Miklat, the word Miklat Hayakosov Al Parashas Drachim was written on the crossroads, in order to make it easier for the Ratzeach to find his way to the Ori Miklat. I once heard a question, why do we find that signs must be put up to direct the murderer to the Ori Miklat? However, no signs are placed to direct people who go to be Oyle Regel to get to Yerushalayim. Why are there signs for one and not for the other? And the simple pshat is that by Ori Miklat, it is a life and death situation. If the Ratzeach doesn't find the Ori Miklat quick enough, the Goyal Hadam might kill him. Therefore, there are signs. However, getting to Yerushalayim was not a life and death situation. Therefore, no signs were necessary. And the Chofetz Chaim answers with a different pshat. And he says that the person who is on his way to the Ori Miklat, even though he only killed b'shogeg, is not a moral role model to whom we want people to be exposed to, as Hashem would not have caused this to happen to a completely righteous person. We therefore provide directions for him so that he will not have to stop and interact with innocent people who he might affect and have bad hashpa on them. On the other hand, the Medrash tells us that each year when Elkanah and his family would go up to the Mishkan in Shiloh, he would take a different path, a different route, in order to meet many different people and persuade them to come along to the Mishkan. There are no signs pointing the way to Yerushalayim, so that a person traveling there will be forced to ask the locals for directions, thereby exposing them to the tzaddikim who are coming to be Oyle Regel, so that they too may join them in performing this mitzvah. Zot Rashi v'shilashta eskevul artzecha, you shall divide in three the boundaries of your land, sheyehei, in order that it should be mitchilas hagvul, from the beginning of the border, ad ha'ir harishona shel ir miklat, until the first city of the ir miklat, kishir mahalach, the same distance, Sheyesh mimena ad hashniya, that there is from the first city until the second city. V'chein mishniya l'shlishes, and the same distance from the second to the third. V'chein nashlishes ad gvul hasheni shel Eretz Yisrael, and the same distance from the third city until the other border of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi v'nidche yodoy, and he will swing his hand. Kishebo lahapil hagarzen ala eitz, when he is coming to chop the wood with the axe. V'targumoy, and Targum says on the word v'nidche, v'sismereg yedei, which means loshin v'nishmeta yodoy, his hand will shift, lahapil makas hagarzen ala eitz, when he wants to hit the wood with the axe. And similarly, Targum Yonison teaches on the pasuk in Shmuel, kishamtu habokor, because the cattle shifted. Targum Yonison, are margohi turaya. So on the word shamtu, Targum says margohi, which means to shift. So to over here, Targum Unkelis teaches on the word v'nitche, the sismereg, which means his hand will shift. Zakrashi v'noshal habarzel mino eitz. Yesh me rabbi seinu omrim, some of our rabbonim say, nishmat habarzel mikatoi. This means that the axe head fell off the wooden handle. Yesh mehem omrim, and others say, sheyishal habarzel, that the axe head dislodged, lechaticho min ha'etz hamispakeya, a piece of wood that was being chopped. Vehi nitzisa v'harga, and this piece of wood shot out and killed. So there is a machlokes over there, what killed the person? Was it the iron axe head or a piece of wood that was being chopped? Pen yirdoiv goyel hadam, lest the goyel hadam run after the roitzeach. Rashi tells us that this pasuk is going back to a few psukim earlier to tachin lecho haderech. The kachani omer lachin lecho haderech, the reason why I am telling you to make signs v'ori miklat rabim, and to make many ori miklat, is in order that the roitzeach should not have to run too far and the goyel hadam should not be able to catch up to the roitzeach. Zak Rashi, v'im yarchiv, and when Hashem will broaden your borders, kasher nishba loseis lecho, like he swore to give to you, Eretz, the land of Keni, Knizi, v'kadmoni, the land of Edom, Amoin, and Moav, v'yosafta lecho oit shalosh, then you will add another 3 ori miklat, harei tes, for a total of 9, gimel shebe'ever ha'yardein, 3 on the other side of the Yardein, in the land of Sichon va'oig, east of the Yardein, v'gimel shebe'eretz Canaan, and 3 in the land of Canaan, the Gimel La'asid Lavoi, and 3 in the future in the time of Moshiach. And the pasuk continues, V'chiyihye ish soine l'ri'ehu, and if there will be a person that will hate his friend, V'orav lo'y, and he will ambush him, V'komalov, and rise up against him, V'hikohu nefesh, he will hit him with a blow that can kill, V'meis, and the person will die, V'nos el achas ha'orim o'el, and the one who killed will run to one of these cities, he will run to the Ari Mikla. And Rashi is bothered, why does the pasuk have to say that he hated the person and then he killed him? Why wasn't it sufficient to just say that he killed him? And Rashi answers that the pasuk is coming to teach us that if one transgresses the relatively light mitzvah of lo sisna esochicha b'lvavecha, you shall not hate another Jew, this will lead him to transgress the more serious mitzvah of killing somebody. From hating a person, this can lead to killing him. The pasuk over here is discussing one who killed b'mezid intentionally. And the pasuk says, v'nos el achas he'orim o'el, he will run to the Ari Miklat. Do the Ari Miklat protect an intentional killer, one who killed b'mezid? Actually, there is a machloikis in the Gemara in Makis Daf Yudam and Beis concerning this. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, as soon as the killing occurs, both shoge killers and mezid killers run to the Ari Miklat for protection. Then Bezdin sends to the Ari Miklat to take them out to be judged. Whoever is found to be liable of death because he killed b'mezid, they execute. And whoever is found to be liable of golos because he killed b'shoigig, they return to the Ari Miklat. According to this pshat, the nos el achas he'orim o'el is something that the Reitzeach b'mezid was supposed to do. However, Rebbe learns that the Ari Miklat does not protect the mezid. And this mezid that ran to the Ari Miklat did it because he was unaware that this will not protect him. According to Rebbe, the nos el achas he'or mo'el is something that he should not have done. And the pasuk continues, v'sholchu ziknei iroi, and the elders of the city will send to the Ari Miklat, v'lokhu oisa misham, and they will take the person out of the Ari Miklat, v'nosnu oisa biyad goel hadam, and they will give the roitzeach into the hands of the goel hadam, v'meis, and this person will die. The simple pshat in the pasuk seems to be saying that the Ziknei Ha'ir will give the Roitzeach over to the Goyel Hadam so that the Goyel Hadam will kill this person. And this is how the Rambam learns. The first option is to have him killed by the Goel Hadam, and only if the Goel Hadam is incapable of killing him do we give the Reitzeach over to Beis Din to have the Edim kill him. However, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos disagrees. He says that our first option is in Beis Din, and only if Beis Din cannot do it do we give the killing over to the Goel Hadam. And the pasuk continues, Leisochos Eincha Olav, you shall not have pity on this murderer. Do not say that one person has already died, why should we kill another person? But do not have pity on him, Uviyarta Dam Hanoki Miyisrael, which means Uviyarta Miyisrael, you shall remove from Klai Yisrael Dam Hanoki, the one who spilled innocent blood, the murderer who killed an innocent person. V'tovloch, and then it will be good for you, because by removing murderers from Klai Yisrael, that will make the world a safer place. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'chiyyeh ish soyne l're'eyu, and if there will be somebody who hates his friend, Aidei Sinasai, through his hatred, Hubo Lidei V'oravloi, he will come to ambush him and kill him. Mikan Umru, from here Chazal said, Orvar Odom al mitzvah kala, if a person transgresses a relatively light mitzvah, Soifoi Lavar al mitzvah chamura, his end will be that he will transgress a more serious mitzvah. Lefi She'ovar Aloi Sisna, since he transgressed the Isser of not to hate somebody, Soifoi, his end will be, Lovoi Lidei Shvichas Domim, that he will come to kill somebody. Lekach Nemar, that's why the Pasuk starts off with the words, V'chiyihye Ish Soine L'Re'ehu, if there will be somebody who will hate his friend. Shehoye Loi Lichtav, the Pasuk could have written, V'chiyokom Ish, if a person will get up, V'orav L'Re'ehu, and ambush his friend, V'hiko Nefesh, and kill him. The Pasuk could have omitted the fact that he hated him. The Pasuk says that he hated him to tell you that from hating somebody, you can come to kill him. Zok Rashi, Loi Sochos Eincha Olav, you shall not have pity on him. Shaloi Toimar, you shall not say, Harishon Kvar Nerag, one person already died. Loma Anu Hargim Ezeh, why should we kill this person also? V'nimso'u Shnei Yisraelim Harugim, and it will come out that two Jews are dead. You shall not say that, and you shall not have pity on this murderer.